Nature of exegesis. Below is a plan and roadmap for doing exegesis. The advantage of this plan is the balanced treatment of both essential elements of history and literary. Far too many proposals for doing exegesis in the modern world favor either the history or the literary side to the neglect of the other. This way of doing exegesis automatically skews the final product with only a lopsided understanding. Remember that exegesis is but the first leg of the interpretive process. The other leg is exposition. The connection between these two segments is absolutely essential. To only do exegesis is to leave your understanding in the past. Christian interpretive experience strongly asserts the probing of Scripture in order to find relevant principles of timeless truth applicable to our lives today. To do exposition without exegesis is to doom yourself to the deception of stuffing your voice into the Scripture text and then to hear it speak as though it were God's voice. This is the birth of heresy at its worst and corrupted understanding at its best. What Scripture study seeks is to hear God speaking to us through the pages of Scripture. The very heart of biblical-based inspiration of Scripture is the energizing of the divine voice in the verbal reading of the text. This demands both exegesis and exposition.